Soda.
Thank you.
Sure, if you want. We just had a suggestion that particularly as we load up, if people want to introduce yourselves and say where you're from and maybe why you're here, that'd be great. Would you like to tell us your name and where you're from?
Sorry, where did you say your program was?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's in LA.
Oh, in LA, okay. Okay. Good morning. So, as Margaret said, my name is Patricia. I'm the program manager for the Win for Asthma program in Washington Heights and Inwood. It's a hospital academic community partnership with New York Presbyterian and Columbia University and the community of Washington Heights and Inwood. So I should tell you that I have no relationships to disclose. To start.
Personal or otherwise.
So we are here today to learn about different strategies associated with reducing the burden of asthma and, in particular, integrated pest management. As the first presenter, I will provide a more broad look at the burden of asthma in an urban community and then talk about how Win for Asthma approaches care coordination and, in particular, integrated pest management. I will share with you our recent program outcomes, and then I will conclude with our conclusions and our next steps. So the Win for Asthma program is based in the northern Manhattan communities of Washington Heights and Inwood. Our program catchment area extends from 130th Street all the way to the tip of northern Manhattan. We've moved further south into Harlem through a partnership with 7 elementary schools where we offer asthma screening and education programs. New York Presbyterian Hospital, our program's home base, is located in the 10032 zip code, so right in the middle of our catchment area. The majority of the families in our community are foreign-born. Many are Spanish-only speakers who immigrated from the Dominican Republic and who face a variety of obstacles that I will describe in more detail in future slides. So while it is difficult to pinpoint the prevalence of asthma among children in our community, as it is in any community, local surveys estimate that as many as 1 in 4 children in our community have asthma. The hospitalization rate is 4.9 per 1,000, and to put that into perspective, that's 3 times the rate for New York State. And the emergency department visit rate among children in our community is 25 per 1,000, and that's more than 2 times the state for New York State rate for New York State. So, despite local resources, including a large medical center situated in the center of our community, social, economic, and cultural barriers combined with our complex and fragmented healthcare system make it very difficult for our residents to access the services that they need. This list represents just some of the many barriers our families face: poverty, complex fragmented healthcare system, social and linguistic isolation, low levels of education, distrust of local healthcare centers, immigration status, and overcrowded living conditions, among many others. So in an effort to address these health disparities and to strengthen our local network of care, in 2006, New York Presbyterian Hospital, with funding from the Merck Childhood Asthma Network, initiated Win for Asthma, a hospital community partnership. The primary goal of our program is to work as part of a larger network of care to help our families gain the tools and the tools and the resources they need to manage their child's asthma. So the Win for Asthma program is composed of three core program areas: community-wide screening and education, which involves the delivery of education and programming in a variety of community settings, including schools, community-based organizations, daycares, and local clinical environments. Provider outreach and quality improvement is led by our provider liaison, who's a Dominican-trained MD, and he works one-on-one with local community providers to support them as they make practice-based changes toward improved asthma care. He also offers them the latest asthma tools and resources. And then culturally appropriate care coordination is bolded because this will be the focus of my presentation today. The foundation of the Win for Asthma program is our expansive and diverse network of partners who enable us to identify and support and refer families for a variety of services. We have joined together in our community to address gaps and barriers in our local system of care. Our key partners include Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital, which is depicted on the slide as MS Choney, our local community-based organizations, schools, daycares, community providers, the Visiting Nurse Service of New York, New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, and in particular, the Harlem District Public Health Office. 70% of our enrolled families were referred by three of these sources, and those are the local community-based organizations, the schools, and Morgan Stanley Children's Hospital. So at the core of our care coordination program are bilingual community health workers who identify and enroll families throughout the community and the hospital. The community health workers represent the community that they serve, and they are based in local community-based organizations, which enables them to remain anchored in our community while also maintaining a strong presence in our hospital during daily rounds when they meet with families who require immediate support. The community health workers navigate our extensive network of care to connect families to all the different resources that they need. They also provide asthma education and support on an ongoing basis. So I'll now show you how families move through program referral towards enrollment. Children in our community with asthma are identified in many different ways. One of the ways is through our partnership with New York Presbyterian Hospital. We've developed a system whereby all children admitted to the hospital with a diagnosis of asthma are automatically referred to our program. But regardless of how the child is identified, the referrer, be it a resident in the hospital or a community partner or a parent of a child with asthma, they need only call our Win for Asthma hotline to make that referral. The calls are fielded throughout the day, and within 24 to 48 hours, the community health worker will contact that family. In the case of hospital referrals, the community health worker will actually go to the hospital and visit the family. After providing basic asthma education, the families are offered program enrollment. If the family accepts but does not live in our catchment area, we refer them to one of our many program partners. So the most intensive work in our year-long program takes place during stage one, months one through three. This is when the family receives a comprehensive home environmental assessment and trigger reduction tips and strategies, and also when the family sets the goals that will guide their work in our program. Stages two and three, months four through 12, are really maintenance stages. We have constant communication with families during this time. We check in with them to gauge their progress on their goals in the program and also to check on the child's health status. And we also conduct our 6 and 12 months follow-ups to gauge our progress on key program indicators. After 12 months in the program, the family becomes eligible for program graduation. The home environmental assessment is conducted during the first home visit, and generally that's between 2 weeks and 4 weeks after program enrollment or whenever the family is available. The community health worker will walk through the home with the family and point out triggers in the home and also provide advice on different strategies to reduce those triggers. At the conclusion of this meeting, the family and the community health worker set the goals that will guide their work in the program. So this is the instrument that our community health workers use when they go through the homes with the family. And as you'll see, it's divided by different rooms. Of course, in some homes, there's only one room. But regardless of the setup of the home, the community health worker just checks yes or no based on what triggers exist in the home. And also summarizes the visit in the comments section. So at the end of the assessment, the community health worker and the family, together select up to 5 priorities that are focused on this environmental assessment. And then the family and the community health worker sign the form, and then the family receives a copy of this form and also a customized trigger reduction plan. So our community health workers teach families how to implement simple, affordable, and non-toxic strategies to reduce and eliminate pests in their home. Some of these include replacing toxic chemicals with safer alternatives, repairing holes and cracks in walls and ceilings, and encouraging families to use airtight containers and to do really anything they can to cut off the supply of food and water to pests in the home. Of course, the combination of suggestions are based on what's happening in that family's individual home. Dust mites and bed bugs are a big problem for many of our families in our community, so recently we received funding to get mattress and pillow encasings that we offer to each family. Our community health workers also work closely with families to support them with landlord negotiations for larger structural problems in the home. But given the delicate circumstances of many of our families, including immigration issues, not all of our families feel comfortable with these landlord negotiations, so we let them take the lead. And then for those extreme cases where these strategies won't quite do the job, we don't have a sustainable source to address these strategies. So what we've started to explore is partnerships with local managed care organizations in the hopes that they'll pay for those extreme cases for families who are associated with their organization. So this is definitely an area that we're exploring right now. Excuse me. So our evaluation methodology involves tracking program implementation and family participation, conducting interviews with our caregivers at baseline 6 months and 1 year, and to produce the outcomes that I'll share with you in the next slides, we compared baseline to 6 months among our program graduates. So I'll start with our home environment outcomes. 70% of our families participated in home assessment, and that in and of itself is a really big success for our program, because when we first initiated the program, we really didn't expect that many families in our community to open the door to our program. 84% of our families made positive changes to reduce and or eliminate pests in their home, and 100% of families with a known smoker were offered smoke cessation referral and or home-based smoke reduction strategies. And while our goal really is to help families quit smoking, we know that that's not going to happen in every case. So what we try to do is get people to make smaller steps to reduce smoke exposure to the child. So even if that means smoking outside, we think that makes a tremendous impact on the child's health. So, and now I'm very excited to share with you our care coordination outcomes. We just produced these for the first time this summer. 74% of families that follow up reduce the frequency of their hospitalizations, 83% reduce the frequency of emergency department visits, 68% reduce the frequency of symptom days, and 83% reduce the frequency of asthma-based school absences. So again, we're really excited about these outcomes, and we feel that it's a true testament to the success of our program model and obviously to the hard work of our staff and our program partners. So in conclusion, what we've learned in the last 2 years is that not only are we helping families to manage their child's asthma, but we're also helping them to build and grow their own networks and to gain tools and resources that help them beyond asthma. In addition, we learned that having our community health workers based in the community enables us to build solid partnerships with our community partners, and also facilitates easy referrals for a variety of services that our families need, including immigration, housing, domestic violence, employment, and so on. And then finally, while clearly we're making an impact in the home through our integrated pest management services, as I've described, many of our families face myriad competing obstacles that require a broad approach and broad-based services to help them. So moving forward, we aim to leverage our model to address chronic diseases, pediatric chronic diseases in our community beyond asthma. In addition, since our funding ends at the end of next year, we're also aggressively looking for a long-term source of funding. So if anyone has any ideas, let me know. And then finally, we are working on different ways to document and disseminate our process and outcomes. So if any of you are interested in discussing this a little bit more after, that would be great. And I also left some program brochures in the back of the room and my business card if you'd like to follow up at a different time. And I'm closing now with a picture from our last family graduation, which was held last May. And as you can see from their smiling faces, they were very happy to graduate from our program. So thank you very much for your time.
Does anybody have one or two questions?
Yeah, Lori. Okay.
Well, I have a billion questions.
I'm sorry. You have to limit yourself.
So I'll limit it to two questions. One is the question about how you train the community health workers and ensure quality of service. And the second thing is